It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Beat his man in the end zone, and he is in! Touchdown, San Francisco!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It was Kevin Burkhardt, Fox Sports. Ricky Pearsall getting his first touchdown. Put the 49ers up 7-0.
Man.
They don't need Ayuk.
He's a factor, Pearsall. Why did they draft him? I like him, Steiny.
That's why they drafted him, because he's pretty good. Pretty good. 888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, big day tomorrow here at the station. Make sure to listen all day because we're going to give you an opportunity to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. The hours to lock in tomorrow, 8 a.m. for the morning roast, 12 for Steiny and Goo, and 4 o'clock with Willard and Dibs tomorrow. That's Tuesday. We're celebrating the return of Klay Thompson, and you can win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey right here on 95.7 The Game. Also, you're going to want to get to that arena early tomorrow and get your Klay Thompson hat.
We're doing the show from there, so I have no problem
doing
that.
I'm going to hold one of these hats up.
How about you put it on?
No, how about no? There's a Klay Thompson hat, and... you know, everybody's going to be in a hat tomorrow when he comes back.
And, yeah.
And I think that we're going to try to organize a salute to the Captain Klay.
They interviewed Curry after last night's win in OKC. And he, I believe it was Fetz is asking him, Curry, about tomorrow. And he was like, I need to get my mentals right. Like, it's going to be emotional.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, Chase Center, tomorrow. Here's Fred Warner. Talking about this win yesterday for the Niners, 23-20. Does it feel like 49er fans are viewing it like this kind of game?
Yeah, no, I mean, this was a character game all the way through. And we knew that they were going to fight. They were going to battle. You know, we watched that game on Monday night, them going into Kansas City after everybody said they didn't have a shot on offense and losing their top two receivers. And they have a heck of an offense. They have a heck of a scheme, players to run the scheme. And the same was true today. You know, I think the first half we stood up and played great defense. In the second half, we came up short in some of those areas. But to, like I said, to hold them at the very end to a field goal to give our offense a chance to go down and win the game was about as grimy as it's going to get.
Yeah, that they did.
Why do people think that it wasn't a big win if Fred Warner, the leader of your team, saying it was a great character win? Sometimes I think that those wins like yesterday are probably bigger for the team than the fans because the team knows that that game could have slipped away. They did what they had to do. They ended up winning the game, and it feels like that win inside the locker room meant a lot more than it did to 49er fans.
Well, it should, but I'll tell you what, if we're talking about a 4-5 teams, Donnie, just imagine what the fodder would be today. But the bottom line is they kept their season alive, and I believe Fred and company and the players out there in 90-degree heat knew exactly what was going on and what was at stake. But, I mean, just think about it right now, man. This team, to me, is not living up to what I thought it was going to be coming into this season. And I'm searching for answers. We mentioned Pearsall and the blessing he is, and now he's being productive on the field. Again, I'm going back to the red zone. You now have somebody to, you know, be in there for Ayuk, and nothing changed to me yesterday in the red zone. And you got me thinking, Steiny, okay, as early as one game. They got Seattle coming up. So maybe that will take care of itself, and it will improve moving forward. And if it does, then the Niners are the Niners, and I would give them a chance against any team.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Bill in Santa Clara. What's up, Bill? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. I'm going to take a point of view that I don't think anybody's talked about, and it has nothing to do with the Tampa Bay game.
Okay.
Personally, I think that this year's draft picks are going to go down in history as one of the finest that they've ever had, because I don't think there's a team in the NFL that has this many rookies that are starting and contributing at this level. Now I'm going to go another direction. I believe that the Niners management believes they don't have the horses to win the Super Bowl this year. So what they're doing is that they're not only evaluating these young guys and figuring out who they're going to lose, they're trying to figure out how much money they can save so they can go out and bid for the best left guard who's going to be leaving, and somebody to replace Charvarius Ward, and the right tackle as well. Now, I think that management knows that where they sit with their salary cap, they have the money to sign Purdy. But I think they also know, looking at the schedule, Greenlaw being injured is not going to come back 100%. Having to lose Hargrave, having less Armistead, Charvarius Ward is injured. I think that it's baked into the cake that they've already evaluated what they need for next year. They'll go as far as they can this year, but I'm telling you, the Rams are going to be tough because they got Joe Noteboom and other people back. Puka's going to come back. The Cardinals are playing top level, and you still got to go to Green Bay and to Buffalo and play those two teams. Now, if you get to the championship game, the Super Bowl might be one of the greatest years of coaching that Shanahan's ever had. But I think they're aware that they're going to fall short, because these rookies, as great as they are, when they get up against the veterans in championship games, that's a level that they've never played at, and something they've never experienced, and I think they'll be taken advantage of.
Hey, I had a quick,
I think we should be proud of the job they're doing.
No.
And I think that... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Niners are going to be very good for a long time. A lot of these guys that traded their draft picks are sacrificing to get there now. I think the Niners are going, we're going to be there much longer, and I really trust the people at the top and the decision they're making, and people should be very proud of what they're doing and where they're going to be 2, 3, or 4 years from now.
Hey, a lot of great points. I just want to double back and ask you, why do you think management knows? Because they didn't make a deal at the deadline? Because other than that, they don't make tackles or catch or drop balls. Like, what makes you feel like they understand that they don't have enough?
Well, I believe that one of the reasons they didn't go out and get people, because there was nobody that was going to be available on the trade market at a level that will push them over the top.
Mm.
And they have been so good at drafting at the later. I think the Niners are the best team in the NFL at drafting at the later rounds, because 50% of all first round draft picks are gone within the first 4 years. And so I believe that what they're doing is that they're looking down the line and saying, let's see what we can do with what we got. Run these young guys out there. And if they continue to pan out the way they are, stop and think, if you have another draft with 7 guys to start, Tooney, Green, Geraldo, Mustafa, we're talking, I believe we're talking about a future where the Niners are going to be at the very top of their game, long beyond where these other teams are having to pay guys and then turn other people loose. Because the young guys make less, you'll be able to go after all pros, defense and offense, when the time comes.
Thanks.
I'll take the rest off the air.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, there's always when you say, I think the 49ers management knows that it's going to be tough to win the Super Bowl this year. Doesn't mean they're not trying.
Yeah.
Just means that maybe they do have a vision for this team long term.
And maybe there wasn't help worthy enough to put them over the top, and that's why they didn't pull the trigger. Real quick, Stoney, something that bothered me about yesterday's game. It was after a bye. That Tampa Bay played Monday night, and they did well for themselves, lost to Kansas City. And, Kyle's what, 43-18 after the bye, and that's what you do? That's what was concerning to me. And you got your guy back, and you still kind of looked like what you looked like the first eight games.
I mean,
that's all.
I thought the caller had a lot of great points. And for those of you, like, okay, so the 49ers last year went to the Super Bowl and they got beat in the Super Bowl. All right, so then what happened since they lost the Super Bowl? Well, McCaffrey's missed the entire season. You had Ayuk holding out. He got off to a terrible start. He had one good game in six, and now he's out. Dre Greenlaw hasn't played all year. Hargrave got hurt. Jordan Mason got hurt. Juwan Jennings missed a few games. Pearsall missed the first five games because he got shot. Debo missed a couple games. But this is the part. They've been using Pearsall, Pooney, Green, Mustafa, Garendo, and Cowing. Those are six rookie players who are keeping this thing alive. Honestly, I have no problem. And I completely understand why they're 5-4. They have not played well this year. They have not put a full team together. They've had to rely on young guys more than they ever have in the past. And if you want to say that Christian McCaffrey's the best back in football, then you have to say we didn't have the best back in football for the first nine games, or eight games rather. And you're 4-4, now you're 5-4. To me, it makes a lot of sense. You're not the team that lost to the Chiefs last year in the Super Bowl.
Mm. Well, what team wouldn't want an influx of rookies they drafted keeping it afloat? But the bottom line is, in money time, you got to score when you got a lot of talent like the Niners do, and you got a coach with the reputation who's offensive coordinator. I don't think it's too far-fetched to want more production from the Niners as a whole in the red zone. That's what's making – that's why they're 5-4. That's, to me, that's why they're 5. They are leaving teams in the game.
What about special teams?
Well, that too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and what about the injuries?
That too.
Yeah, so it's a combination of a ton of different things, I think. And, I mean – I think there's a way to look at this team where you could be like, we've been terrible for, like, this team hasn't even resembled itself for nine games, and our young guys are keeping us, they're keeping us in it.
But what's itself? What is this team? See, an hour ago I said, okay, this is the team last year.
They're 5-4. They're not, last year they lost three games in a row. They were, what, 5-0, then they went 5-3, then they ran the table. This team, do you think this team can run the table? I don't. Like, I don't think they have it in them to run the table. I think the goals are more modest to win the division. 10 games. Can we win 10 games? Maybe I'm selling them short, but I just, you know, I mean, to me.
I can't tell you what they're going to be now.
Why should they be 7-2 when they've been without McCaffrey all year?
Because we saw them have Arizona up and J.P. Mason fumbled. We saw them have the Rams up and they gave that game away. They basically collapsed. So that's why. And then yesterday, well, they won yesterday. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with looking at a team, even when it wins, to critique it. That's how you get better. And even in wins, going back to Dallas, going back to the Seattle game where you're up 20 points, what's happening to where these teams are almost coming back on you?
You're not as good as you were in the past. You're not as deep as you were in the past.
For the reasons you just
mentioned.
You're
relying on six rookies to help you win games. You've been without a couple guys who are important. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.